Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1177. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. In the writing, it's shir number 329. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Shinai Mokim. Now, if one is eating or drinking a shahakol, adam, or eitz, which pertain, those are the things, the items in general that pertain to Shinai Mokim, and they're in a courtyard, let's say a chutz or a courtyard of the camp or the yeshiva we've been talking about, can't be yeshiva when it's enclosed. The complex is enclosed. In other words, the whole area is enclosed. But now the question is, what about if it's open? If it's not enclosed, right? And in the middle, they want to change to a different location in the same courtyard. So then the halacha is like this: if one had in mind to change locations, or they are able to see the original location, in other words, you don't need both, right? One would not need a new bracha in the new location. We're talking about in the courtyard over there, in the yard of the yeshiva, of the camp or something. But the question is over here that it's not closed in, it's open. So those are you need one of the two conditions. Either you had it in mind or you're able to see it. And if one, in fact, did not have it in mind, and they're unable to see it, I didn't have it in mind, and I can't see the original location, then one would taka need a new bracha if they're eating or drinking, of course, a shahakal, Wadama or a Ho'etz, and decide to move to a different location because it's an open area. That's the issue over here. It's an open area. So now, if one washed, so that's as far as Shahakal or Adama or Ho'etz, but now, what about if one washed for bread? They wash for bread, they're eating mazonos, they're eating hamotzi, or they're eating a mazonos, which is, in Shinai Mokim in general, have fairly much the same halacha, to an extent, different bracha, but same halacha. For example, let's say they're eating, if they're not eating bread, they're eating cookies, cake, or something like that. So now, l'chatchila, they should not leave the original location, right? L'chatchila, one should always be careful not to leave the original location until they finish and bench or make the al hamichya. But if they did, the d'yeved, they would not have to repeat the bracha, right? Even though it's an open courtyard because of the fact that it is a hamotzi or a mezonos. Now, what about if one changed? So good. So they changed the location, within the same courtyard. It's an open courtyard, right? And they wash for bread or they made a mizono. So then they would not need, and they can't see the place and they didn't have it in mind or whatever the case is, right? So in the second location, they would not have to make a new bracha. They should be careful to return to the original location in order to be able to bench or to make the al hamichya, because of the fact that you have to bench, person has to bench in the place where they ate. Now, we do want to keep in mind that the halacha is clearly stated that if somebody ate bread, somebody washed for bread, they made the hamotzi in one place, and then they had, especially in l'chatchila, if they had in mind to eat some more bread in another place, right, then that's even l'chatchila, you could do that and bench over there. So over here also, even if you didn't have it in mind, but you ate some bread in the second location, even though it doesn't meet the criterion and so on, so definitely one will be able to bench in the second location. Our case, what we're talking about is a case in general whereby one, they made the moitzi, though they made the mazonis, and now they want to change location. So l'chatchila, one should be careful not to do that, but be it as it may, if they did, they would not have to remake the bracha, even though they did not have it in mind and they cannot see the original location. Because again, hamotzi and mezonos, right, and the shivas haminim also in general, that's how we paskin that after the fact, if somebody changed locations, for sure you would not remake the bracha. Okay, and that is all due to the fact, just reviewing again, that because of the fact that one has to actually come back to their place to make the after brachas. Okay, so lemaisa, the same thing would apply, like we said, with halamicha, cookies, cake, and all the same. And they ate the right amount, whereby they have to make the al hamichya. Now, the only thing left, the only issue would be, and again, an open courtyard and so on, if somebody in the original location and they didn't have in mind or they can't see, and in other words, they don't have the conditions that they need, and they did not eat a kazayis of bread. So in the first location, in that open courtyard, in the yeshiva, in the camp, whatever, so they ate less than a kazayis of bread, so then that's running into a problem. One has to be careful if in fact they did wash, to make sure to eat at least one kazayis of bread to establish the place, or if it's mezonos, to eat at least a kazayis of the mezonos to establish the place. Otherwise, again, they're running into a problem of Shinai Mokim, because Shinai Mokim does exist on bread or on mezonos if in fact one ate less than a kazayis, because they never established a place. So one has to be careful in those circumstances to eat at least a kazayis before they have to move around. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and Baruch Hu Kol Tov.